Parts of the South twisted apart. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and some of the worst destructions around Selma, Alabama.
The storm has torn up Selma so bad. Every street that you go down, there's so much debris, trees, power lines.
Six of the seven deaths reported were northeast of there, where a tornado cut a 20-mile path through two communities. At least a dozen other people there severely injured. A five-year-old boy was killed in Georgia when a tree fell on the car he was in. There were more than 30 tornado reports in the South.
This was one of the worst January severe weather outbreaks we have ever seen. We're going to start to see the incredible damage left behind. Some of these areas will be leveled.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. More rains forecast for California, where storms have already caused a lot of flooding and mudslides, killed at least 18 people. A special counsel has been appointed to investigate classified documents found that a former office President Biden used and at his residence in Wilmington, Delaware. House Republicans will also investigate. GOP Congressman Michael McCaul tells Fox.
I think it's interesting, too, that these were turned over a week before the midterm elections, and nobody knew that Biden had created the same sin, if you will, that President Trump did.
Another special counsel is already investigating the former president after the FBI seized classified materials from his Florida resort. Lisa Marie Presley has died. Elvis's only daughter was found unresponsive in her home. She was only 54.
Her mother, Priscilla Presley, releasing this statement to People magazine. She was the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known. We ask for privacy as we try to deal with this profound loss. Thank you for the love and prayers. Celebrities who knew the singer and songwriter also reacting to the sad news of her passing. Leanne Rimes saying, "How heartbreaking. I hope she is at peace in her dad's arms."
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Lisa Marie Presley had just been at the Golden Globe Awards Tuesday night, celebrating Austin Butler's Best Actor Award for playing her father in the movie Elvis. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia is now claiming to have captured another town in Ukraine, Soledar in the east. The U.S. has already been supplying military aid to Ukraine, and the Secretary of the Navy this week said if Russia's war there continues another 6 months, it might strain the U.S. supply chain.
Defense Department spokesman General Pat Ryder addressed the issue during a briefing Thursday, saying it will not become a problem.
We will not go below our readiness requirements as we take into consideration what Ukraine's security assistance needs are.
Ryder says that the combination of the established U.S. military supply chain and motivated coalition partner countries also providing assistance to Ukraine leads to this belief.
We are confident that we'll continue to be able to support Ukraine for as long as it takes, and we're confident that we'll be able to continue to maintain the readiness levels that are vital to defending our nation.
Last week, the Pentagon approved another $3.5 billion in military aid and equipment for Ukraine. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
The man accused of assassinating former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe back in July, formally charged with murder today, ordered to stand trial in Japan. Japan's current prime minister will be at the White House today. Fumio Kishida's visit comes amid Japanese security concerns about North Korea and China. There's a new report about the American Cancer Society that more Americans are beating cancer.
The organization's annual report indicates overall cancer mortality has dropped 33% since 1991. The group credits changes in cancer prevention and screening for the higher survival rate. The society is projecting nearly 2 million new cancer cases and more than 600,000 cancer deaths this year. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures mixed, not moving much. The day after more gains following the report showing inflation in December continued to come down, the Dow rose up over 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.